suppose there are a lot of little things strung together and used to go around a woman's neck as an ornament. What do you call these?
Beads.
Mm-hmm. And what would you, if you went into, say, Rich's or Davison's jewelry department and were wanting to buy one of these things and wanted to ask the sales girl to show them to you, what would you say to her?
Well, you'd ask where the beads are. Where are your beads?
And you would say, show me
the beads.
Okay. What did men used to wear to hold their trousers up? Some still do.
Suspenders.
Okay. What do you hold over you when it rains?
An umbrella. I held one on me today. It saved my life. Boy, it was pointed out.
It did.
It did rain. We played two holes the whole play.
Wow.
Three holes. And then it started raining and we quit, of course. We didn't get wet, but we would have getting back to clubhouse.
I guess it didn't stop in time.
Mm-hmm.
It rained a long time. What's the thing you put on a bed, the fancy top cover that you spread over a bed?
Oh, spread.
Mm-hmm. What's the thing at the head of the bed you put your head on at night?
A little pillow.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a large pillow that stretched all the way across the head of the bed?
It's a king-size pillow, yeah.
Have you ever seen them, like, in your mother's house?
Oh, yeah, I have, but I never have.
You just call them pillow.
Pillow.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What do you put on a bed for warmth?
Oh, a blanket. Oh, mm-hmm. Comfort.
What would you call a thing you put on a bed for warmth that has cotton batting in it?
Oh, that's your comfort.
Okay, now what would you call a thing made out of patchwork pieces of cloth?
That's a quilt. Like? Mm-hmm. Piece quilt.
Right. What do you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that children especially
like? Oh, pallet.
When they come visit you. If the soil is very good for growing things, you'd say the soil is very...
rich.
Okay. What do you call flat, low land along a stream where the stream might overflow in the spring and then later than that the farmer would plow it and plant things on it?
Oh, that's the bottom land.
What would you call a field that was good for nothing other than raising grass, say clover, alfalfa, hay, and it was low-lying grassland?
Oh, swamp land? Oh, that'd be just poor land. Poor swamp land.
What would you call land that had water standing in it for a good part of the time?
Well, that's a swampy land.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the place along the sea where hay grows and sometimes is flooded part of the time? Oh, down by the ocean.
Oh, the dunes, sand dunes. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm talking
about... Oh, you're talking about
low
marshes,
mm-hmm.
Probably.
Do you call them marshes?
Yeah, that's what I would call them.
Mm-hmm. Now, and you identified swampland. Do you make any distinction between size of swamps? Say, now, my dad's got a river house, and nearly the whole, you know, area for miles around behind it's got water in it most all the time, yet it has
mm-hmm.
trees. What would you call that?
Well, that's the next thing to Okefenokee Swamp.
Yeah, it's still a swamp to you.
Swamp.
Now, what if it were in the middle of a field and it were just a fairly small place in the low center of a field that had a tree or two growing in it and had water in it?
Well, they just call that a lake and a mm-hmm. field or nothing.
Okay. What do you call poor sandy soil?
Poor sandy soil?
Yeah.
It's just poor soil.
As all. You know, it's we're in the line of farming question.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they deal with so many farmers, actually.
Which I am not really much of a farmer, but I know a little bit about it.
Uh-huh.
Very little.